Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. Today we're talking about the hanging chimney and Proverbs 24. I love a fire. Not that I'm a pyromaniac, but fires in the hearth were part of my childhood. They take me back to family Christmases and a lounge full of smoke. Our new home has a chimney, so we decided to install a wood-burning stove in it. In preparation for the arrival of a wood-burning stove installation man, I stripped the wallpaper and removed an innocuous-looking piece of wood that was part way up the chimney. But as the piece of wood came away, I paused, because looking more carefully, I could see a gap between the upper and lower parts of the chimney breast. This gap should not be there. The higher part of the chimney was completely unsupported. How long it had been that way, it's hard to say, but it must have been many years. At any moment, it could have come crashing down. This piece of timber was inadequate to hold it all up, but I shoved it back in place anyway until wood-burning stove installation man arrived. Well, when he came, he was suitably appalled and dashed off to retrieve some supports from his van. And he built up a support to keep it in place while he did the other work around it, building brick columns, and then we all were able to breathe a little easier. Sometimes things happen in life that expose our lack of strength. Our faith at times seems inadequate to the challenges that we're facing. And we might reflect on this proverb from Proverbs 24, verse 10. If you falter in a time of trouble, how small is your strength? But we do not need to be victims of our weakness. Instead, we can be grateful that it has been exposed, for then we can look for and find the strength we need. At the risk of stretching the metaphor of the chimney and the piece of wood a little, we need the spiritual equivalent of wood-burning stove installation man, the Holy Spirit in this metaphor. He it is that supplies us with hidden strength. He is our strength resource. Now, I don't know how to build chimney supports, but someone does. That's the wood-burning stove installation man. I may not know how to find the faith I need, but the Spirit does. The next time you discover that collapse is more likely than stability, why not go to God in prayer and claim this promise from 1 Corinthians chapter 10. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind, and God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear, but when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. And my experience is that that way out is a way out shown to us by the Holy Spirit. And as we pray and ask him for his help, surely he will supply the support and the strength that we need. Well, until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day and God bless.